Dear brothers and sisters, today's general audience takes place at the beginning of the liturgical season of Easter, the joyful celebration of the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. The Easter sequence sings the victory of the Lord of life, who after a heroic struggle with death, now lives triumphant. After the Via Crucis of Good Friday, our solemn Easter vigil sets us on a Via Lucis marked by consolation, peace, and hope. It is fundamental for our faith and our Christian witness that we proclaim the resurrection of Jesus Nazareth as a real historical event. His resurrection was not a simple return to existence, but an entrance into a new dimension of life meant to transform every human being, all history and the whole cosmos. St. Paul, writing to the Corinthians, reminded them of what was transmitted from the beginning, namely that Christ died and rose from the dead in accordance with the scriptures. As a suffering servant of God, Jesus purified us from our guilt by carrying our sins and interceding for us. By dying, he put an end to death, and by rising, he brought new life to the world. May the joy of the resurrection of Christ give us courage to live his gospel faithfully and bear witness to it generously. I offer a warm welcome to all the English-speaking visitors and pilgrims present at today's audience. I extend particular greetings to the groups from England, Scotland, Ireland, Norway, Sweden, Malta, Australia, Indonesia, Canada, and the United States of America. May your pilgrimage to the Eternal City strengthen your faith and renew your love for the Lord, the giver of life. I wish all of you a happy Easter.